Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Welcome to Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff and now Shari. Hello, Shari.
Hello, Bruce.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
We are going to talk about the phenomenon and podcasting. Can you have too many guests? And is having an episode every single time with a guest a good thing for your podcast or not? Now, before we talk about that, what's coming up, Shari, on May 9th?
Oh, there's a webinar.
A webinar. Oh, my gosh, webinars.
Monetize
your what?
Podcast.
Monetize your podcast. That's the one thing people want to do. They want to monetize their podcast. They don't want to waste their time if they can't make money. Some people might disagree with me on that. I get it. But everybody asks the question, can I monetize? How do I monetize? When is it right to monetize? That webinar is going to solve those pain points and answer all those questions in 10 different ways to monetize your podcast. 10, Shari, not one, not five, 10.
I'm taking notes.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you see me more on a regular basis than anybody else. I don't think you need notes. Do you need notes? Do we even take notes anymore? When's the last time you even use a pen?
Hey, I'm old school.
I haven't used a pen in so long.
I use a pen all the time at work.
I do not. I type everything I want to write down into Google Docs or Google Sheets.
I can't take a computer with me to my clients, so I bring a pen and paper, and then I put it in the computer.
Because your clients are not tech savvy?
Because they don't give us technical ways to take a computer to our clients.
Do any of your clients, do they have a podcast themselves?
That I don't know.
Maybe you should ask around.
Hey, you never know.
Maybe we should invite them to come on here. Maybe.
Most of my clients don't have the internet, so I seriously doubt it.
So we invite them here and they become a guest. Oh, wait a minute. This is what this episode's about. Anyway, so I want to talk to a bunch of you guys. Now, first of all, if your podcast is not on the World Podcast Network, add it for free. Worldpodcast.network. We got monetization opportunities. We got advertising tools, marketing, branding tools. It's really cool. And we have a really cool director of podcaster relations and guest relations who takes care of you. Anyway, hey, there's a plane flying outside. We're like by the airport over here. So we're going to play some music after this. And the question is, what are we going to play? I want to know, like, what's the music we're going to play? And I don't know. I'll name the artist after. On the last show, we did play Ray Claudio's One Track Mind, and we also played Matt Kilgore and Jukebox Storm. I think we're going to play Sophia Stevens with the song Fervor, which is also on Joey Calvo's podcast, Life with Joey Calvo. I want to say hello out there to Joey Calvo, the podcaster.
Hey, Joey. Great to hear you, and it's great to see your podcast.
Yeah, not Joey Calvo, the Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm talking about Joey Calvo, the host of Life with Joey Calvo. Hello, Joey. And let's play one of my songs. You know what just came out today, Shari? Unicorn on Spotify.
Oh, my God, that song's amazing.
Yes.
And you know why?
Why?
Because unicorns are my favorite animal.
Yes. And if you look at the artwork, it's me holding the guitar, riding a unicorn over the city of New York City, and there's a rainbow coming out of the guitar neck. It's really cool. He did the good art. Our artist did a really good job of that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Our artist is the best.
And it features Rena and Mike Fox. Rena Freeman Watts from Better Call Daddy and Mike Watts. Oh, my gosh. I'm messing people's names up. Mike Fox from Veteran Rockers Podcast. I want to thank you guys out there, too.
So, okay,
really
they did
do
an awesome job on backup. Rena, Fox, no. Watts, it's very similar.
Better Call Daddy and Veteran Rockers, or Better Call Rockers and Veteran Daddies. No, anyway, I'm just, you did a great job on the song. Shari, you did a great job in Embrace and Peppermint. We'll play those songs as well. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. Again, folks, May 9th, sign up to monetize, learn how to monetize your podcast. And here we go. We're going to talk about, is it a good or a bad thing to always have guests on your podcast? First of all, Shari, I'm putting you on the spot. Answer the question.
Well, you know I'm biased because if we didn't have guests on podcasts, I wouldn't have a job now, would I?
Yes.
But I think it's a great thing to have a guest on a podcast because they bring something extra to the podcast and they bring their own expertise and their own ideas.
Their own je ne sais quoi. No, what? you were saying?
I wasn't sure where I was going with that. But they bring their own expertise and they put another twist on there that the host may not have. So they add to the podcast.
Yes. But the question is, do they add to every single podcast episode?
Well, what do you think?
I think no. I think it's a bad thing to have a guest every single episode, which is why I don't. There are podcasters out there that will do a host-only episode and then alternate it with a guest. The reason is because, and I'm talking to you, the audience, because you're not really personal. You're not getting down, you're not really addressing the audience personally every single time. You're talking to the guest.
That's not true because you can address the audience and the guest at different intervals. And maybe someone's tired of hearing you talk all the time.
Do I hear a rebuttal coming on? I hear a rebuttal. I hear it. There's a button there, and there's also an and in an orb and somewhere in there.
Well, when you hear the host talk, like
talk, talk, talk.
Some of those hosts tend to do.
Wait. Can you do that with like? Can you like make a like a talking gesture with your fingers? Talk. Like take
yes.
your thumb and your hands like people do and go talk.
As you were. When you hear some guests that like to talk a lot and monopolize the conversation. Maybe you get tired of hearing the guest and you want to hear someone else, another voice.
Is that so?
On your podcast.
Is that so? So are you saying you disagree with me?
I do, because you can address the audience.
Oh, she disagrees with me.
And have the guest at the same time. Maybe in one part you address the audience and then you bring the guest in.
However, dear audience, the reason why I think it's not a good idea, let me explain myself here. Because for those of you that agree with Shari, booey! Because a lot of podcasts, they don't address the audience. I mean, yes, what you just said is the right way to do it, Shari. But that's the problem. Podcasters don't do that. I'm not going to name names. A lot of podcasts, I mean, I listen to 5 to 7 podcast episodes a day, okay? And the ones that have guests all the time don't always do what you just said, Shari. They don't address the audience. So they're just looking at, and especially on video podcasts, they're just looking at each other, making googly eyes or whatever they're doing. They're not turning towards the camera like I'm doing right now. You know, there's no camera.
That's right.
But I'm not looking at you.
You need to turn towards the microphone.
I'm looking at the audience because you're not, if you don't address the audience, you basically alienate the audience. It's like a date. It's like a third wheel on the date. You know, you see the couple together and that one third person feels like a third wheel because the couple is not really talking to that third person. They're just kind of, you know, being affectionate with each other. It's not sort of, I mean, and I do have a podcast episode from season 1 that goes back a couple of years ago called Treat Your Audience Like You're on the Date.
Yes, I do understand about that third wheel because when your date and their friend go out with you and they both talk and leave you out, then the date, you feel like the third wheel. So
right.
I,
but now on the podcast, if the guest and the host are talking and they're looking at each other on the video podcast or just like we're doing now, we're talking to each other on the audio podcast and we don't address the audience. Don't you think that the audience might feel like a third wheel, like a date?
Well, that's what I said. You can address the audience and address your guest.
That's true.
But
most podcasters don't do that.
Well, maybe they need to learn. Maybe you need to do a webinar on how to address your audience.
How to address the guests and how to address the audience. That would be my next webinar. But that will come after the monetize one.
Right, because monetizing, which I can now pronounce, is very important when it comes to podcasting. Because you need money to produce your podcast, right?
Not always. A lot of podcasters do it for free. I mean, they buy the microphone, like a nice microphone just like this. And This is an awesome, awesome, awesome mic. It's, I don't know, what is it, Shure? Or no, it's a Samson, but it has, because I sing and you sing, we do our original music. This is the first microphone I've seen that has both USB and XLR. I thought that most microphones and most podcast mics have just one or the other. It's true. This one has both. I am so flabbergasted by that. I couldn't believe it. And it cost me like $60. Okay? Most people have $60 for a podcast, and you know what? That's all they need. That's the only cost they need, right? Anchor's free. Editing is free if you use Audacity, which we do. And what else do you need? I think Buzzsprout charges like $4 a month or something like that, but most people are on Anchor. So it's owned by Spotify. Spotify makes money over and over again, and they pay all the artists. I got a new song. I think we're done with this now. I just want to say, I'm trying to keep the podcast episodes short. We're on about 11 minutes now, and a lot of podcasters, they have 30, 45, 60-minute episodes. I can't listen that long, and I don't expect people to listen to this one that long. We just want to give some advice to the podcasters, and we go home, sort of, so to speak. I think this is 7. Can you guys hear? Get the audience. Let me address the audience. Can you guys hear the 747 outside? Oh, wow.
I do.
I don't think it's a 747. I think it's like a 737. Probably United Airlines.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it makes a difference. 737s, you know, we flew a 737 MAX to Seattle. That's the plane that, oh, my computer's saying it's got an update for me. That's the plane that went down over the Pacific, the Malaysian Airlines. But we were fine. We survived. We were good.
I guess we should count our blessings.
Count our blessings.
That didn't go down. The door didn't fly off and the fuselage didn't.
Oh, the fuselage stop. Thing with Alaska Airlines. What happened to that? What's up with that? Well, Boeing is still selling 737 MAXs like hotcakes, so we know everything's fine now. Anyway,
we digress.
So my advice, and I'm going to combine this with yours, Shari, and then we're going to play some music. Okay, if you want to have a guest every single episode, you can do that. But if it's a video podcast, look at the camera. Don't always look at the guest. And if you agree or disagree with me, Shari, I still want to know. And if you insist on having a guest every single episode, address the audience. I'm addressing you right now. You can actually say, hello, audience. Hello, everybody. Everybody watching. I love you. And you know what? You can... Why are you laughing? Did I say something funny?
You love the audience.
I do love the audience. I love everybody to listen to this podcast. Oh, and also review us on Apple. And I just want to say, turn, or if you're on an audio podcast, just kind of say, hey, listeners, hey, subscribers, hey, audience, and talk. But don't just look at the guest and go, blah, 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 blah. And I'm doing the talk, talk, talk hand gesture. It looks like a doggy. No. So that's it. Shari, do you want to say anything to the audience?
Only that we appreciate everything that you do for us and for our network, and keep listening.
Yes. And get in there to the portal, engage yourself in some monetization, invite some guests. We got it all.
And answer your guest emails when you get them,
oh,
please.
Oh, yeah. We bust our butts setting those things out, and nobody, some people respond. We get some people that respond all the time. You guys know who you are.
But the letters are not computer generated. They are handwritten by me every time. So I do take time out of my day to do it. And I would really appreciate it if you would take time out just to say yes or no
so
to the email.
All right, let's play some music. I think we're going to kick it off with my music this time. Now I always play my music last. Okay? I always play my music last. But this time, I'm so excited about the song Unicorn, I just got to get it out. So we're going to start it off with the song Unicorn. You can get it on Spotify. It features Rena Freeman Watts from Better Call Daddy and Mike Fox from Veteran Rockers. And then we're going to play Sophia Stevens with the song Fervor. And then we're going to play Jenya Carter with Hindsight. And maybe we'll play a few more artists out there. So again, thank you for listening, audience. And we'll see you on the very next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. Bye. Here it is. Let's kick it off with Bruce Chamoff, Unicorn.
A unicorn, a handsome face that turns heads on the street. A vision of magic, a sight so sweet. Through the city lights, he gracefully strides. A creature of beauty, with elegance besides a world great. He brings colors of light, a magical presence where hearts all strive. A golden man, shining in the night, made of gold. So bright, a world of wonder, which means only one. He's the one and only
unicorn.
Unicorn.
A unicorn.
With a horn blues like a star in the sky. Captivates hearts as he passes his by. The realm enchantment with fantasies conjured, finding the crazy. Good luck in unicorn. A creature of legend with a heart so kind that he loves and joy leave the worries behind. A worry that he's magic and a lucid dreams. A good looking man living in between. A good looking man dying in the night. A man of gold and eyes for the body. A world of wonder between the world. He's the one and only. Of your
for you. I don't wanna hurt, but you felt the passion. You fell first. I don't wanna fight you. I don't wanna hurt, but you live in a bubble.